317-239-1009. Would like you to call in and be honest here, even if I seem a little combative, so be it. But Alex told me something the other day off the air, and I would like her to say it again to make sure I understand, but also that you listening understand and can chime in the conversation and see if you agree with that. And if it's true, any advice you might have of what I can do. Alex, why don't you share with everybody what you told me?
You know, a good person to call in for this would be like some sort of manager or something, I think would be
like a
good
boss at a company? Okay.
Yeah, especially if you're a boss somewhere. But I just have noticed through working with Joe for the last couple of years that one thing that he seems to struggle with, I think professionally, is being able to take constructive criticism and use it constructively in his life. I think that it manifests itself as an insecurity, and that comes out in anxiety for him, stress, sometimes rage.
What are you talking about?
Not necessarily destructive rage, but he just gets really agitated. I thrive with constructive criticism. I love getting constructive criticism. In fact, I also love it when someone tells me I can't do something, because then immediately then I want to prove you wrong. So I actually do really well with that. But I think for Joe, and if you've listened to the show, if you've gone back and listened to podcasts, if you miss it, but you've gone back and listened to it later, we've talked about his updates with Joe's journey, his weight loss journey that he's on, and we have held him accountable and kind of given him constructive criticism there. He gets very upset. And I'm like, I don't know how you're going to make it professionally if you don't learn how to use the criticism that you get constructively. And so I felt like, you know, coming from me, my advice doesn't seem to work because he gets insecure and upset about it. But if maybe you call in and tell him your tips for how to use constructive criticism in your life in a positive way, maybe that could help him.
I will take tips if you have them at 317-239-1009, but I would like an honest opinion if you listen to the show, if you think, yeah, Alex has a point there, or is that not making sense? Is that not add up? Because to me, it doesn't add up. I don't think I take criticism that bad.
Live the web girl. You sitting here every single day. You go back and you edit all of our audio every single day after the show to put up our podcast on iTunes, The Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I don't think that Joe takes constructive criticism well. I think he gets really offended by it and kind of insecure by it at first.
So you would agree with me?
Yeah, he gets upset. But then a couple days later, you can see him really putting an effort in on trying to fix the thing that was criticized.
So you think it takes him a couple days to marinate?
It takes a couple days to marinate and cool down.
Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Monica.
Monica, what do you think about this conversation we got going on here on the Joe and Alex Show?
Well, I want to say something that I think is kind of forgotten as adults. I work with children, and part of constructive criticism is us giving it to the person in a way that they can make it constructive. So it's not necessarily about the advice, but how it's given sometimes.
So depending on the person, you have to give it different ways. So give me a few style differences in how you could convey constructive criticism to somebody.
Well, that's definitely something that you have to speak to the person about. Like, what may help him may not help you.
Do you think this has to do with your love language? Does your love language tie into how you receive constructive criticism?
It's so interesting you bring that up. I'm actually trying to figure out what my exact love language is again, because I opened up the book again last night and I'm trying to reread it.
Yes.
Just to work on my relationship with my wife. And I believe that book, if you never read it, there's 5 different love languages, and they say not only your lover, like your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife,
your work,
but in general,
anything.
Anybody, your children, anybody that you connect with. Once you learn their love language and realize what theirs is compared to yours and that you have to give them theirs, not yours, that can make a big difference.
Yeah.
I believe in that, but I mean, do you think?
Absolutely.
Do you think listening? Do you think listening to the show though that maybe I do have a problem with that?
I mean, maybe it's. I don't want to say it's a problem, because it's just depends on how you're going to interpret things that are being said to you. Now, if you're finding it in your life that it's fine, like you're becoming anxious when people are explaining something to you, or you become mad, then yeah, it's something that you should reflect on. But it's something that you should reflect on and come back and say, look, I recognize what you're saying, you know, real recognize real.
Yeah.
And but the way you said it didn't help me. you know, next time could you maybe tell me in private?
Or right.
Maybe I know for myself, I take criticism so much better over like text or like email.
Yeah, that's good advice. Just different ways.
Even with my boyfriend, like if we're having an argument, I'm like, you know what? Let's just hop on our phones and text back and forth because I feel like I'm able to absorb it better.
Interesting.
And he's able to get his words out better.
That's interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. Why are you yelling?
I'm kidding. I'm not upset.
Oh.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
We got a tweet from Ash. She said, I'm actually really excited to see what people have to say about this because I'm the same way as Joe. I get so sensitive and let everything hurt my feelings. Gina said, always provide a compliment when presenting a critique. An example, I really like the way you blank, however, blank.
All right. We do.
This is a Joe and Alex show self-help seminar.
Who's they are?
Yes.
Who? What?
Wait, did you call them? They call us.
They called us.
Who is it?
Good morning, Charisse. Hi.
Oh, God.
Hi.
You're on the Joe and Alex show. If you don't know, Charisse is our new... I don't like this. Charisse is our new boss here at Radio Now 100.9. And what did you want to say?
Well, first of all, in your defense, you are often in the room with three very tough women who have no problem saying what they think without filter. So that's in your favor. I give you that. But every time we have a conversation and I try to deliver something in a way that I think can help you, I get total deer in the headlights look. And I'm like, oh my God, what just happened? Like, are you okay? Like, I'm just trying to help you. And so I could really use the help of somebody who can, you know, give us some tips, or maybe even you, Joe, can give us some tips on how to deliver messages better, you know, or maybe get Alex and myself and Liv to kind of pull back a little.
Yeah, what do we need to do for you to be able to absorb it?
This is not good. And listen, Charisse, I really appreciate you coming in here. I think you're going to make the Joe and Alex show even better, and I know we're adding more people to it. But I think one thing, like if you're going to say, oh, Joe doesn't take criticism well, like in general people say that, a lot of people don't know this, but we have daily show meetings every day. And Charisse asked me to change something about me in the show that I think really is going to affect our ratings.
What?
I know exactly what this is going to be. Can I guess?
Well, I'd like to see if Charisse, our boss, do you know what you asked me to no longer do on the Joe and Alex show, which I didn't say this in the meeting, but I think our ratings might be affected by it and I could end up losing my job.
Blowing that damn horn?
Yes! I knew it! I knew it!
Charisse hates when we use the hype horn sound effect.
Somebody
scares the hell out of everyone listening, and if they're in a situation where they're like maybe in an office or driving down the street, it scares the hell out of people.
If you're a Joe and Alex show daily listener and you've heard us use the hype horn sound effect before, do you hate it? Are you like our boss?
No, if you have it, you can actually play it, but that's the last time you'll ever play it again.
Ooh, the last time.
Do you have it?
Yeah, he's been playing it while he's been on the phone. Does this sound annoy you? Because Joe he is so adamant that everyone loves it. And see, that was one of those constructive criticism things from our boss.
That's why they're the number one morning show in the market, because of the horn.
Ouch, man. Ouch, Charisse. That was savage. That was some savagery right there. Yeah, I want to know how you feel about the hype horn if you're an everyday listener.
Charisse, thank you for coming in this morning. I appreciate your honesty.
Sure, no problem.
All right, let's take one more call on this right here. Let's say good morning to Kaylee. Kaylee, you are on the Joe and Alex show. Thank you for calling in. You've heard our conversation. What did you want to wrap up and say?
I miss the horn that you do all the time.
Oh, you do like it.
I do like it, yeah.
So you disagree with our boss. You think that we should keep playing it?
Yeah, your boss can just go and...
Oh, stop it. No, see, listen, you're going to, I don't want to have that meeting today. Okay. I just, you know what? Maybe here's what I can do. And I could talk to our boss, Charisse, about this to work on criticism stuff. I can be like, hey, I'm going to play the hype horn. Like, give you a warning. That way nobody's scared and all of a sudden.
We're getting tweets. Autumn, at Joe and Alex Show, I love the hype horn every morning, crying, laughing. Courtney, at Joe and Alex Show, I will not listen to the show if Joe doesn't use the horn, LOL. It gets me hype. People like it.
I understand where she's coming from, because everybody has a preference. Like, I want to be like the badass and be like, oh yeah, boss.
JK17 tweeted us in all capital letters.
Get fired.
I love the horn.
All right.